Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Shred Show Live, where we bring you industry professionals, entrepreneurs, and the best of the best from around the world who are willing to share how they shred, the strategies, the techniques, and the actionable items that you need in your business to go out and dominate. Join us as we shred, show up, hustle, repeat every day. Let's go.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to Women That Shred. This is, I have to say, a particularly very special episode for me. Very special. And then I just found out that my guest, Denise Panza, this is her very first live. What?
True story.
Oh my gosh, Denise. So what's crazy about that is that, you know, you're someone that I have been following on LinkedIn for years. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because you're like the first loan officer with a brand, at least for me. And so when you just told me that this is your first live, I was like, no way. Not possible. Yes. Oh my gosh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really,
you're
really
beautiful
good.
As always.
Oh, thank you. You too. This is really quite spectacular too, that this is our very first conversation as well.
It is. You're right. Thank you for inviting me, Raquel.
Absolutely. It's funny because when I reached out to you, I was like, I don't know. Is she going to want to be on my show? We've only engaged on LinkedIn posts. I was nervous reaching out to you.
What? No, not at all. I'm
That's
flattered.
True story.
I'm flattered. I'm girl crushing. I'm flattered. Thank you so much again.
Yeah,
for my first live. I'm happy my first live is with you.
You know what? I tend to be a lot of people's first with their lives. That's something that I take it's very humbling for me that most people's first have been on this show.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really awesome. So Denise. I'm trying to think so I got on LinkedIn for the first time back, I think I want to say 2014, but I wasn't in the mortgage industry. I was working for a builder. And then I got into the mortgage industry 2015. And that's when I started kind of purposely and intentionally going through my network and trying to follow people that were in the industry. And for whatever reason, you and I connected with you, and you were the very first person, you and I think Sue Woodard, but you were the one that I saw, you had pictures, you basically were putting yourself out there on LinkedIn. And I thought, wow, this is really cool. And so I've always admired the fact that you just kind of essentially were a trailblazer on LinkedIn as a loan officer. So I want to know what compelled you to get on LinkedIn, because nobody was doing it at that time. It was all Facebook.
Right. So I guess I just wanted to, I was always on Facebook and Instagram, and I just wanted to do something a little different and just mm-hmm. spread my horizons. And that's what I did. I just said, you know what, let's just try this LinkedIn thing out. And it worked. Thank God.
I know. I mean, that's the thing is you're someone that you can tell that you actually built relationships and business through those relationships on LinkedIn. Cause there's plenty of people that are on social media that have this influence, but you don't really know on the back end if it's actually doing anything.
It is really paying off. It is paying off.
Yeah.
I now am licensed in 14 states solely because of LinkedIn. Because somebody will say, hey, I'm in Georgia, can you do my mortgage? And I'm like, I'll be right back. And 72 hours later, I'll get my Georgia license. So for LinkedIn, absolute blessing, because it stretched me out 14. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I think I remember you having that post that you said, because of all of you and all the people that want to do business with me, I've been, getting licenses in a ton of different states. Because I know, are you in Jersey and Florida, or are you now full-time Florida?
I am a full-time Floridian. Okay. I didn't you just recently move too? Didn't we both just do big life changes?
Back. Yeah, so I moved from Virginia to California, to San Diego, where my native homeland.
Okay. So I just did New York to Florida.
Okay, so not New Jersey, sorry, New York. Okay, yeah. So New York to Florida. And it, like, are you loving it? Because that's a big change too.
I am loving it. I did it because I became an empty nester. I think we both have a daughter the same age. Is your daughter a freshman in college too?
Yeah.
I did it to follow my daughter because my son is 28. He's in Brooklyn. And then this 18-year-old that's been my whole life was like going to Florida to go to school. So I was like, I have to go with her. I have to follow her. Yeah. So I moved down here and I sold my house in New York. I moved down here. And then after the first semester, my daughter decided that she needed to go back to her high school love. And she left me.
She was
peace out, mom, pretty much. And then I bawled my face off for like a whole week and I'm like, oh my god, what the hell did I just do? But now I look at it, Raquel, I truly look at it, I tell everyone this now, that I look at it like a blessing. If she didn't come to Florida to do the whole, you know, FGCU, then I wouldn't be here, and now this is where I'm supposed to be.
I was going to say, I feel like Florida totally suits you. Like, I mean, I feel like that that's where you belong. Just like me in California, like once, you know, you realize, okay, yeah, this is it. Like, so
yeah. You look like a California girl versus a Virginia girl. Nothing against Virginia. Virginia's lovely, but you just look like a Cali girl.
Energy. Yeah. It's like a different energy, just like with Florida. Like, I feel like you, the energy in Florida and the people and the sun and just being outside. Like, I feel like that's your vibe too.
It's working so far.
I love it. So going back to LinkedIn and just kind of putting yourself out there, because it's, even though that was years ago for you and you were, like I said, kind of the first and a trailblazer and you've gotten so much business out of it, there are so many loan officers and so many people in this industry are just now dipping their toe in to this whole LinkedIn thing, personal branding. So I love that you're someone that's been doing it for years and you're like, hey, it worked. So I want you to give kind of some advice, like for those that are just starting out, like what is it that you did? Like, how did you kind of navigate all of it in the beginning?
I think I just, at first I wanted to, I actually don't even know that I thought I was going to get business from it. Cause when I thought of LinkedIn, I think of LinkedIn, that's where you go to find a job. I already had a job. So I'm like, why am I going to go on? But I thought, but these are like really cool people on here and they need mortgages. So why not go on and talk about mortgages? So at first I was just doing it just to kind of, you know, just share knowledge about the mortgage industry, the cool programs that are out there. And then all of a sudden when the phone started ringing, I'm like, wait a minute, this is fabulous. I didn't know like that I was ultimately going to get business. And then obviously it's just gotten better. And then, you know, it's, you got to stay fresh, right? You have to keep on thinking of new ideas. Or I actually always wanted to have just, I wanted to be different, do something original, hence my letterboard. And in letterboard fashion,
look what I have for you, girl. Ah! Del, can you screenshot that or something?
So the letterboards just came out because you have to, you know, first I was doing Wine Down Wednesday and, you know, I'd have a glass of wine, just something catchy, something that would keep me consistent.
I will have to say, talking about like relatability, and I tell people like it's so important to really kind of just share who you are. The wine aspect, like, you know, a lot of people can be like, oh, wow, she's like talking about drinking wine all the time. But that was something that I like also felt a connection with you with, because I love wine. So it works. It's not like
a lot of people would write me and say, oh, I feel like I'm having a glass of wine with you.
Yeah.
But then I thought, am I overdoing it with the wine? People are going to think I have like a problem. So I was like, maybe just like, let me stick to Mortgage Tip Tuesday. Or, but you know what? I'm going to bring Wine Down Wednesday back. I miss it.
Yeah.
And then the letterboard.
That's the beauty of it, right? Like that's the cool thing is that you find, I tell people like, find what connects and resonates with your audience. Like it's going to be kind of like, you know, just one like trial and error where you find out and figure out like what it is that the people are connecting with. And you brought back Wine Back Wednesday, or, you know, because people were missing the wine and resonated with that and wanted it. So you brought it back. Right. So like, that's what's really neat about just kind of playing around too with social media and seeing what sticks essentially.
And I think that's why the letterboards help me be consistent, because I know that I have to, like, if everyone can find their little niche, their little fun, you know, fact or fun item, they can, their prop, whatever that works for them, it'll keep you consistent. Because at the end of the day, you have to be consistent on LinkedIn. If you fall off, like when I'm gone for like 2 weeks, I'm like, oh my God, did I just mess up this whole 4 years that I've been doing this? And really, so the letter boards make me stay consistent.
Okay. Yeah. That's key, because we all talk about how consistency is key, but for a lot of people, it's really difficult. But you're right. If you can find that one thing that you know that you can do all the time, like for instance, I'm consistent at being just a goofball and being funny, right? So like for me, I can be consistent.
I want to say something. My girlfriend, when I was telling one of my girlfriends, I'm doing a live, and they're like, who are you doing it with? And I'm like, Raquel. And like, who is she? And I'm like, well, from when I knew her back in the day, I think of her as like this ray of sunshine for LinkedIn, because she's always smiling. She's always giggling. And then I think, weren't you big into art too?
Yeah. So I'm an artist as well.
That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that's who she is.
Yeah. So, but that's like the whole point, right? Is that when you think, if someone mentions your name, like, what do you think of? And so it's like the same thing with you. Like you were someone where like you always were that person in the back of my head when everyone talks about personal branding and loan officers and having this like image, and you have done it with like such grace and class. Like really you've been very consistent with that as well. Like, I really feel like you've been kind of the same Denise, and just, yeah, I don't know. It's just, you've always had this like
Thank you. I'm not sure about the grace and the class, but I'm a little goofy, but you know what? It works for me. So, but thank you.
I'm goofy too, but I feel like you can be classy and goofy at the same time.
Okay. Touché. You can.
So I also wanted to ask you, like, also, because, you know, we talk about how, you know, you put yourself out there and having your niche and doing your, you know, your board, but on the back end, how much time and effort do you put on the back end of like messaging with people, you know, building those relationships? Because for me, I feel like that's really important. So I'm just curious, like, has that been something for you as well?
I think that's helped a lot. So when, you know, if I do a post, I comment to everybody. And you have to. And sometimes I can spend like, you know, 30 minutes a day, you know, responding, but you have to, because if they're taking time out of their day to respond to you, you can't just post stuff and just expect like all these wonderful things to happen. You have to engage. And so I that is so important. Like if you're going to do this and you're going to post, you better be sure that you're reading all your private messages and that you're commenting right on your page, because that's where all the magic happens.
It's true. And you're someone that I've noticed too from the beginning that you do get a ton of engagement. Like you do get a lot of comments and you are really good at responding. Like, because I think the first time I might have commented on your post and you responded, I was like so excited.
So funny.
Because there are so many people out there that do have a lot of engagement, but they don't take the time to respond. There's a couple people I know where I'm always shocked at the fact that they never respond to any of their comments, and yet they still get all this engagement. And
I thought that too.
Yeah.
Like I see that sometimes too. Yeah, I see that too.
Why? I'm like, I would stop engaging and commenting on someone's post if they never, like, I've done that before. I'm like, I'm done commenting on your post because you don't even have like the time to say thank you.
I agree.
And so, yeah,
I know. And you also think they probably could multiply their business if they did engage. So, I mean, it's like you're halfway there. You might as well, you know, follow it through. But that's important.
No, and I mean, but it takes time. I mean, that's that. For instance, when I went ahead and actually started my own business, I left the mortgage industry 2 years ago, almost 3 years ago now. That was 2020 for to start do my own personal branding, like consulting. And I actually did do the notification that I was changing my careers. Like usually I have all those notifications off, but I'm like, I'm going to turn it on this time because this is a big deal. Like I'm a business owner now.
I remember
and
this.
And I responded personally to every single DM that I got congratulating me. And there were some that are automated. So if they were automated, I still responded, but I didn't take the extra effort to like personalize it.
Just hit like a smiley face.
Yeah. Then when I knew it was personalized, I went ahead and like responded and added a little bit more. I remember I spent an entire Friday night and Saturday evening or Saturday morning responding, but I was like, it's those little things that make a difference when people, you know, are in your community. They take that and they're like, oh, wow, she's actually taking the time and energy to, you know, to do
this.
True. I'm going to give my time and energy to her as well.
Have you done, is your birthday reflected on LinkedIn?
No. And that's, someone just posted today, like, hey, it's my birthday month. Like, do me a favor. Like, don't automate like the happy birthday. And I actually commented and said, that's why I have my notifications off, because I rather not have anybody wish me happy birthday than have just all these automated happy birthdays.
So I will say this though, it gets overwhelming. Literally can get like thousands and thousands, and some are automated, which I still appreciate them just clicking the one little button. But sometimes that's when people will actually be comfortable to actually engage with you. Like they'll say, happy birthday, by the way, Denise. So they wouldn't maybe do that.
Well, that's personalized. Right. See, by the way, Denise. So yeah,
but then I think the birthday is, even though it gets a little overwhelming and you really have to respond to a lot, but it's obviously it's a beautiful thing. But I think it's also can open up the door to some relationships, because they wouldn't have probably messaged you any other way, you know, just randomly. But it's like they're there. It's your birthday, and oh, you know what, Denise? And then they just start talking.
Okay, maybe I'll turn it on.
Maybe I think you should. Just do it for 1 year. When's your birthday? Do it for 1 year.
Yeah, it's August 8th, so it's this year. Yeah, so maybe I'll do that. But we have another Denise that just copped on. Denise Russo. Do you know Denise?
Yes, we work together. She's a colleague. She's fantastic.
But this is cool, because a lot of times, you know, people obviously like with the live, it's hard to kind of jump in, but we get a lot of people that come into the playback. And then it's great because this show tends to open up people's networks too. So then I get to connect with your network, and then people get, you know, your network gets to connect with mine. So it's always, that's what's like really cool about this show too. So welcome, Denise. So how many years have you been in the industry then?
I'm going on 29.
So how did you even get in? I always like to know, like hear the stories, because everyone has like always kind of like a cool story.
Yeah. So I went to college in Boston and I wanted to be PI Panza. I went for criminal justice. Yeah, that's what I wanted to be.
Really?
So I went freshman year. I failed this one particular criminal justice course. So here comes sophomore year. I got a F in it. So I was, and Northeastern is a 5-year school to begin with. So I thought, if I don't hurry up and switch gears, my ass is going to be here for like 7 years. So I decided that I wanted to be a teacher in the inner city. I wanted to go back to Brooklyn and teach in the inner city. So I switched gears from criminal justice to teaching. I got my teaching degree, kindergarten through sixth grade, never taught a day in my life, unfortunately, because when I left Northeastern, I moved back to New York thinking I was going to get a great teaching job. And it was a big teaching freeze in 1993. So I did not land a job. But I went back to Boston thinking, you know what, Northeastern, I just gave them 5 years of my life. They're going to find me a teaching job. And Northeastern did not find me a teaching job. I was like substitute teaching like one day a week, which wasn't going to work. And then Denise got pregnant at 23, not married, had a baby. Okay. And then I realized that I need to go home. I need my mom to help me. So I moved back to New York. And still couldn't get a teaching job. And now I had like a 3-month-old. So I just opened up the paper. And the first job that I found was a post closer at a mortgage company in Brewster, New York, making like, I don't know, $7 an hour. And I just grabbed it. And I've been here ever since.
Oh my gosh. So post closer. So then how long were you in that role before you realized like I could do sales and be a loan
officer? So post closer is, you know, the bottom of the totem pole. I mean, you know, I mean, they're important, but it's not like, you know, if you, there's not a lot of room for advancement there. And I would just look at all the loan officers and I'm like, oh gosh, I want to do what they do. Like they look so important and they like make
the handbags, the cars. The
And I don't know if I told you this, excuse me, my father, we were just talking about dads before, your dad.
Yeah.
Cardiologist. My dad was a mortgage guy. So he owned a mortgage company in New York. So when I would come home from school, from college, I would be like the copy queen. Cause back in the day we weren't paperless. So I would like copy all the files. I would just sit at the copier machine, but I would look at my father, you know, he was, you know, the president and all the people, loan officers and underwriters would go into his office. And it was like, I always had a crush on the business, I guess. So it just kind of, it happened that I just fell into my lap and here I am. And I know looking back and I love what I do.
Yeah. I mean, you're meant to also, be in sales. Like you're just, you have that personality where.
I didn't think so, but because I don't like rejection. But
you have that personality that people would gravitate towards you and you just, I feel like, you know, obviously this is our first conversation together, but just being in the industry and knowing loan officers and the sales side of it, like you see that person where anybody that comes to you, you make them feel like they're like your friend and that you have a way of just kind of making the process fun and not so daunting and not so horrifying. Like I sense that from you. So
thank you.
And I don't even know you very well.
Well, thank
so
you.
I can only imagine like people that actually work with you. So yeah, that was, so it doesn't surprise me that just your personality and then the fact that you were willing to put yourself out there like that together is just such a winning combo. And that's why, you know, with loan officers, I'm like, most loan officers are amazing salespeople. I mean, that's what it is, sales. But if they already have like a great personality and great way of building relationships offline, just imagine if they could just add the online element to it.
It's not that easy for a lot of, I know, I try and push folks to do it, but some people, I mean, you know, it's hard. It's really hard.
It is really hard, but I feel like the more of us that are just out there, like trying to encourage others to do it, you know, the better. I mean, that's what I do at my company. I'm kind of, I tell people I'm essentially a cheerleader over here. Like, come
that's
on,
perfect for you.
You got this, you can do it. You know, like, don't worry about what people are going to say or think. And you know, like, that's what I do, but I do it because I know that, you know, it could be a huge success for people. And I'm just that person that wants people to be successful. Like I root for everybody. I'm just,
that's so nice.
That person. So that's, I'm always like, come on, you can do this. You can do it, you know? And I feel like you're probably like that too, with a lot of your colleagues and coworkers that, you know, are
yes, I'm pushing them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a couple that are doing it.
Yeah, I have a couple people here too that are starting to do it, and then they realize it's actually fun.
It is.
Like, don't you think it's fun? Like, I find it fun.
It is. Well, it's my little entertainment for the week or two. Yeah, because now I'm in Florida by myself, so
yeah.
It's my weekly entertainment. You know, go down and just talk to myself and hope that somebody wants to talk back.
No, yeah. I mean, and I'm assuming too now that probably the transition from New York to Florida was probably really easy for you too, just being that you had so many connections. I'm sure you were able to reach out and be like, hey, guess what? I'm moving down there. And I'm sure everybody was like super willing to like help and support.
Well, it's really interesting how many people from LinkedIn are down in Naples. So I've already met with
a ton.
I've already met with a handful of folks from LinkedIn that are like, I'm in Naples. Let's grab a drink. Let's grab a drink. Yeah.
See yeah.
No, trend again. Fantastic. I gotta watch that.
Yeah. No, but that's what's really great about it too, right? Is that like that makes the transition easier, and then even for business, because you know a lot of people for business when they move across the country, like I did, or you move, you know, another state, you're kind of feel like, oh, am I gonna have to start all over again? But that's the beauty of already having a community and a network online like LinkedIn, is that you can just be like, yeah, let me search and see who my connections are here. And so it makes it so much easier. And I feel like that's another thing that people are kind of missing out on as well, is like, I mean, not everyone's going to stay in the same place
right
forever.
Exactly.
So why not expand
social media? Gotta love it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I just saw that you were on Instagram. It's so I have to ask you this too. I have been trying to kind of get my LinkedIn network over onto Instagram to follow me there. It's been a little tough. Do you have a lot of crossover between your LinkedIn and Instagram, or is it very different?
I don't know that I want everyone from LinkedIn to see me on Instagram, because then I'm
you really do have it on private mode. You do have it on private. So like you did have to allow me to follow you on Instagram. So
I am going to change that. My marketing, there's a total. He's like, Denise, your page is private. And it was always not private, but then everyone kept on stealing my identity and all these fake pages were being opened.
Oh,
like, you know, Denise gosh, Panza. Okay. And they would actually put my NMLS number. But you could tell it was like little broken English. They weren't really spelling the words right. But then they started pulling pictures of my kids and my daughter. And that's when I got like really.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But I guess it's going to happen. And now I kind of know how to get around it. You just take a picture of yourself holding your driver's license. You send it to Instagram. And then typically in 48 hours, the page is gone. But
is that,
I think
okay,
I am.
I know I report, like, because I have a lot of people that I follow, you know, that have you know, those fake accounts, and you can tell right away, and I'll go ahead and report. But that's awesome that you're able to do that. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing though, right? Like if you're trying to build a business and you're trying to gain business, to have, I tell people, like, if you're on Instagram and it's on private, but you're trying to get business.
Yeah, so I'm gonna change it. I'll change it today.
So I do agree you should change it. Unfortunately, you get people that are going to take your account. I was flattered. It was funny because it's only happened to me once, and I was actually at a NAREB conference in DC, and suddenly my phone's blowing up and my daughter's calling me, and I'm like, what is happening? And someone had created a fake account, and I was starting to follow all my followers, and I actually was like, woohoo, I made it.
You're so silly.
Instead of being upset, I was like, hey, this is a good sign. This means I'm doing something right on social media.
I guess it is a compliment, Raquel.
I don't know. That's how I saw it. John, what is your advice? What is your advice for getting started with branding and social media? So what's your advice, Denise? And then I'll, I guess, elaborate on that.
I think it's picking that niche. Like mine happens to be the letterboards, right? There's so many. I mean, I'm sure whatever works for you, but find something that's different, that sets you apart. Maybe it's something that you see someone doing on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, you know, I mean, and then just kind of give it a shot on LinkedIn, right? Try it out there first. Something that might work
put your spin on it, you know, because there's a lot of, you know, there's people that I follow on Instagram in particular and LinkedIn, and I love what they do, just like you. Like, I loved what you did. So it's like, all right, how can I kind of emulate something like that, but put my own personality into it? Because let's be honest, people are constantly like taking stuff from other people. But if you do in a way that's very genuine, that you're like, oh, I like that idea, but I'm going to make it mine. You know, there's a difference between like copying someone's brand and then, you know, just kind of taking something from it.
Yeah, like you said, just put your own little twist to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, John and I, I feel badly because she and I were supposed to have lunch today, but I have to drive to Tucson right after the show. And she's in title. And so we were going to go ahead and talk. And that's like what's really cool too, is that, you know, now that I'm back in San Diego, I'm getting to meet all these people that I've never met before. I'm in a different phase of my life. And I'm excited to like, now help people out here with their brand and kind of collaborate too. So for me, it's exciting kind of starting all over again out here in San Diego. Cause I felt like I was like a big fish in a little pond in Virginia. Like I was starting to outgrow, you know,
that like, makes sense.
You know, yeah. Like where you
I'm excited
like,
for you.
You know, everybody. And
I'm excited
love
for you.
I come out here. I don't know anybody.
Like, this is good. Industry. This is good. I'm excited for you. Excited to watch you do your thing.
Yeah. But, is there any like, because this is your first live, you know, you've been around for a while, you've been doing this, but I feel like, you know, with this show, it's also just sharing the spotlight in a way like where if you wanted to share anything, if there's anything that you want to like say to our audience, like this is your opportunity to just, you know, say it.
Okay. I will say that. And some of my girlfriends knew I was having complete anxiety doing this live with you, but I have to say my heart is not racing as fast anymore.
Okay.
So do it. Like just step outside of your comfort zone and do it. Cause it's not that bad. And who the heck cares? Life is too short.
Yeah. But I love that it's coming from you. Cause once again, you're someone that already has this persona. You're someone that has, you know, all this visibility on LinkedIn. You've gotten all this business from it, but yet there's still elements, you know, of your personality, of you that are still, you know, scare you. And we all have that. Like I have the same thing too. Like people assume that I'm really good at public speaking or I love speaking in front of people. I'm really good like this. Like I'm really good in front of my phone, my camera, one of these, you know, like I can go ahead and retake it. I can like
that's how I am. But even me, like at home doing a video, like if I do a video for LinkedIn and it's just me and my phone, I'll still sometimes we'll do like 20 takes and I'm like, what the heck? This is not supposed to be so hard. And I'm still after you look at me on there sometimes and people are like, wow, you look like a natural. Yeah. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I have a lot of anxiety. I just know I want to do it. You know, I'm barely a motivated individual. So I'm like, if I don't put it out there, the phone's not going to ring. And I'm a salesperson, you know, 100% commission. We gotta hustle, girl.
Yeah, but see, you acknowledge that. Same thing. Like, I'm not good at public, like, I don't think I'm good at public speaking. I get super nervous. Same thing, too. I'm like, oh my gosh, am I going to, you know, like, stumble over my words? Am I going to sound like an idiot? Am I not going to make sense? Am I going to talk too fast? So those same things, I have them as well. Like, we all do. Like, that's what's, like, really important for me to share, like, talking to you, is that we all have our insecurities. We all have our fears, but we also understand, like, how important it is to just step outside of it.
Right. That's the difference.
Do it.
Right. That's the difference. So other folks that want to be, you know, be doing this, they just have to do their first video and then their second and then their third and then their fourth, and they'll be right here with you and I.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Denise, see, already we hit the 30-minute mark.
We did.
It just goes so quickly. thank you for everyone that you joined and is going to join. And, you know, reach out to Denise on LinkedIn. Clearly, she will respond, and clearly she knows how important it is to, you know, build those relationships. So connect with her. Denise, like, thank you. Like, seriously, thank you so much. Like, I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, Raquel. I appreciate this. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yay. So now we have to, like, stay connected.
Okay, perfect. And if you're ever in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah. Are you kidding me? And ever in San Diego, vice versa, girl.
Deal.
All right. Well, thanks, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Cheers. Bye.